Good morning, Ascent Church. Hi, how you doing, Bill? So we invite you to go stand up with us and let's worship God this morning. Let's give him some praise. Those watching at home, we encourage you, no matter where you are, in your car, in your house, give him praise. Come on. And right now, I dare somebody to give God a shout of praise in this place. Come on, y'all.
Into the night, wanting a place to hide this weary soul, this bag of bones. And I tried with all of my might, I just can't win the fight. I'm slowly drifting, this bag of bones. But to believe, my doubts are burning like ashes in the wind. So long to my old friends, burden and bitterness. You can just keep it moving. Hey, you ain't welcome here. From now till I walk the streets of gold, I'll sing them how you saved my soul. This wayward son has found his way back. Oh, oh, you pick me up, you turn me around, you place my feet on solid ground. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, because you heal my heart, change my name. Master, I thank the Savior. Oh, I thank God. Yeah, I thank God. I thank God. Yeah, yeah. Woo. Here we go. Hell lost another one. I am free. I am free. I am free. Come on, say. Hell lost another one. I am free. I am free.
I'm free.
Come on, give me some more.
I
lost another one. I am free. I am free.
Oh,
I am free.
I
lost another one.
That Jesus is the resurrection and the life. He came here to seek and to save the lost, to bring them literally back to life. Anybody receive new life in Jesus?
Come on,
anybody receive new life in Jesus? Come on. So at this point, we can declare the death and anyone trapped in it. Come on, here we go.
Get up, get up, get up, get up by that grave. Get up, get up, get up, get up by that grave.
Come on, sing, get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave.
Get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave.
Come on, shout.
Get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave.
Okay,
get up, get up, get up,
hey,
get up out of that grave.
Get up,
get up, get up, get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up.
We're gonna sing it till you catch it. Everybody say,
get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave.
Okay,
get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave.
Come on, say,
get up, get up, get up. Get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up. Get up out of that grave.
Okay.
Get up, get up, get up. Get up out of that grave.
Get up,
get up, get up out of that grave.
Come on.
Get up, get up, get up. Get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up.
Hey, because he picked me up, turned me around, placed my feet on solid ground. I thank the Master. I thank the Savior, because he healed my heart, changed my name, forever free, I'm not the same.
I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, I thank God.
Come on, somebody.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Lord, we thank you that as we worship you, as we praise you, as we lift you up, God, that you fill this room. You fill this room, God. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you would come and have your way in this place. We thank you that we can call on you, that the veil has been torn, that we have access, and that we serve the mighty, powerful God who is the way maker. Come on, somebody get excited. He is the way maker. He gave you salvation.
Darkness, my God, that is who you are. you are. That is who 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 you are.
Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working.
Rest upon our hearts. Rest upon us, God. Here we go.
As the Spirit was moving over the water, Spirit, come move over us. Come rest on us. Come rest on us. As the Spirit was moving over the water, Spirit, come move over us. Come rest on us. Come rest on us. Come down. Spirit, when you move, you make my heart. When you fill the room, you're here and I know you are moving. I'm here and I know you will feel me. Come down. Spirit, when you move, you make my heart. When you fill the room, you're here and I know you are moving. I'm here and I know you will feel me. Open up the gates, let heaven on in. Come rest on us. Come rest on us. Fire and wind, do it again. Open up the gates, let heaven on in. Come rest on us. Come rest on us. Come down. Spirit, when you move, you make my heart. When you fill the room, you're here and I know you are moving. I'm here and I know you will feel me. Come down. Spirit, when you move, you make my heart. When you fill the room, you're here and I know you are moving. I'm here and I know you will feel me.
Spirit, when you move, you make my heart.
when you fill the room. You're here and I know you are moving. I'm here and I know you will fill me. Come, Spirit, when you move, you make my heart. When you fill the room, you're here and I know you are moving. I'm here and I know you will fill me.
Hallelujah. Good morning. Welcome. Welcome to Ascend Church. I love that we call on the Holy Spirit to move amongst us. Amen. It's what they did in the book of Acts, is they'd gather together and they'd worship and the Spirit of God would move amongst them. And family, as we come, we've got one more song, worship song that we're going to sing. And this is a time in the service where if you need prayer for anything, please don't hesitate. Come forward. Our prayer team are going to be up here. We can pray prayers of faith, prayers of agreement with you. So if there's anything you need in the area of prayer, just during the song, come forward and we'll pray for you. The rest of us are going to worship together. But I just want to welcome those that are watching online. Welcome to online church today. And I want to extend this to you. Whatever need you have, if you're sitting at home and you say, I'm facing the situation and I don't know what to do, I just, Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name that is above every name, Father, we just release the healing power of God to flow. We ask you to meet whatever need that person is facing. Father God, we just speak deliverance and healing. Father, we speak joy. We command all depression and anxiety to go, all fear to go. We thank you for your presence that fills that room right now in the name of Jesus. And if there's something that you experience from the Lord, let us know in your comments. If you're watching on Facebook, let us know. We're going to stand in agreement with you no matter what goes on in your life. Amen. And so we're going to sing one more worship song. And if you need prayer, just come on forward during this time.
Every time I come run, find grace on repeat. You welcome me with open, no matter where I'm. Every time I surrender, every time I fall, I find grace more precious than I did before. So I'm gonna lay to the heavens for all I need. I'm gonna sing my heart praise on repeat to the God who's never given up on me. And you're the mercy in midnight. You're the kindness of dawn. Every waking strength I need. Every time it comes the sun and the night sets in, and let my soul remember just how good you be. And again and again my heart will sing. So I'm gonna lay my world down.
after day I will sing praise upon praise. God be exalted over and over again.
Oh, grace.
Grace upon grace, morning by morning, day after day will I sing praise upon praise. God be exalted over and over again. Grace upon grace, morning by morning, day after day. Sing by heart, praise on repeat to the God who's never given up on me. You're the God who's never given up on me. Grace upon grace, morning by morning, day after day will I sing praise upon praise. God be exalted over and over again. Yeah.
Lift up his name, Jesus, the light of heaven, worthy of praise. Jesus the King is risen. He reigns in grace and power.
Yeah.
Worthy of praise forevermore. Nothing less than my all. I surrender my all.
Lift up his name. Jesus the light of heaven. Worthy of praise. Jesus the King is risen.
He reigns in grace.
Worthy of praise forevermore. Nothing less than my all.
Come on, let's lift up the name of Jesus.
I surrender my all to him. Lift up his name. Jesus, the light of heaven. Worthy of praise. Jesus, the King is risen. Nothing less than my all. I surrender my all to him.
Lift up his name, Jesus, the light of heaven, worthy of praise. Jesus, the King is risen. He reigns in grace and power, worthy of praise forevermore. Nothing less than my all.
Come on, let's sing.
I surrender my all to him. Lift up his name. Jesus, the light of heaven.
Come on.
Worthy of praise.
Lift your...
Jesus, the King is risen. He reigns in grace and power. Worthy of praise forevermore. Nothing less than my all.
I
surrender my all.
Lift up his name.
Lift up his name. Jesus, the light of heaven, worthy of praise. Jesus, the King is risen. He reigns in grace and power, worthy of praise. surrender my all to Him.
Jesus, He reigns forever. Yeah, yeah.
Hello.
There we go.
It's going in and out, in and out. Come on, Lord Jesus, we lift You up. You reign forever. And nothing less than our all will we give to You. We surrender all. Lift your hands to the Lord today. Say, Lord, I surrender everything to You. Say, I lift up Your name, Lord Jesus, because You reign forever. Can you say amen? Come on, sing it out one more time. Lift Him up one more time.
Lift up His name, Jesus, the light of heaven, worthy of praise.
It is in surrender, says the Lord, that I'm able to work in your life. For it's when you empty yourself of your own ambition and you empty yourself of your plans and your desires and your dreams, says the Lord, that I'm able to fill you with the plans that I have for your life. As you lay down what is in front of you, so you pick up the better plan that I have for you, says the Lord. For do you not know that there is a plan and a destiny for your life? Because before you were born, in your book, I wrote the destiny for your life. But until you surrender and look to me for directions, says the Lord, you're never going to accomplish that plan. So as you bow your knee, it is not a loss. As you lay down your dreams, it is not giving up. As you lay down, it is gaining, says the Lord. Because my ways are higher than your ways, and my plans and my purposes for your life are way beyond your wildest dreams. Way beyond your wildest dreams. If you would just trust me, says the Lord, I dare you to trust me. I dare you to say, Lord, I lay it down. I lay my plans, I lay my ideas of what is ahead of me, and I ask you to reveal your will and your plans. Because when they asked me, Lord, teach us how to pray, I said, pray like this: Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done. If you will pray that prayer, says the Lord, you'll begin to see the kingdom of God in evidence in your life. The kingdom of God is not just about reaching out to the lost, which it is, but it's about building up my church. It's about having a strong army full of empowered believers, full of believers accomplishing that which I've set before them. A group of believers that have the gifts of God in operation in their life. For you have been gifted, says the Lord. And when you call for the Holy Spirit to move upon you, what He's moving upon is the gifts that are already within you. And as you allow these gifts to flow, says the Lord, so my body is strengthened, and so my church is effective. And so that begins with surrender, says the Lord. So this week, each morning, begin with surrender. Begin with surrender, not my will be done, your will be done. And watch and see the change that begins to take place in your life, says the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 You receive that. You know, the Bible talks about the gifts of the Spirit. Just to explain, that unction from the Holy Ghost is, it's a word of prophecy, which is an encouragement and uplifting to the church. And the Holy Spirit does that. You can read about it in 1 Corinthians 11. He brings those gifts in order to benefit, the Bible says, and to build up His church. Because you know that's what He's doing. He is building His church in the earth. And He wants us to be strengthened. And He wants us to be encouraged. Amen. So we just receive that, Lord. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Well, good to see you this morning. Won't you turn and greet someone? Tell them how glad you are to see them, and you may be seated. Family, as you are seated, we're so glad to see you this morning. Welcome to our online church. If you're joining us through Facebook or YouTube or on our website, on a mobile app, we're so glad you've joined us this morning. But family, in church this morning, we're going to be partaking of communion right now. So if you did not receive communion emblems when you walked in, won't you just raise your hand that we can get them to you? Anybody did not get? Thank you, Hannah. There she comes. Thank you. Just Demony. Busy, busy. Everybody's busy. Good to see you this morning. We're going to partake of communion quickly. We're going to just hand out if you did not receive it. If you peel back the top, there's a wafer, and then peel the second half. There's the juice in there. Just raise your hand if you need communion emblems. Thank you. I'm going to get this to you. The wine and the bread represents Jesus' body and His blood. And so our whole Christianity rests on the fact that He died to take our sin, that He gave up in sacrifice His body on our behalf, and He shed His blood for the forgiveness of our sins. Amen. And He said there was the Last Supper, and then Paul wrote about it in Corinthians. And he said, every time you eat this bread, remember me. Every time you drink this cup, remember me. And we're going to do this until we meet with Him in heaven. Amen. And so I want you to take that bread in your hand. If you are part of the body of Christ, if you are thankful for the body of Jesus being broken for you, Bible says that by His stripes we were healed. So He carries within His sacrifice of His body healing for our body. So if that's what you need today, receive it. But say thank you, Lord Jesus, for your body which was broken for me. Thank you for everything your sacrifice contained, for everything you purchased on my behalf. We partake of that bread today.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. And then as we take this cup, you know, my favorite part, there's just so much about the blood of Jesus. There's such a depth to discover through the Word of God. But he said, I ratified a new covenant with my blood. So all of what Jesus did was to bring us into covenant with God. And he did that through his blood. And he could only bring us into covenant with God if he made us righteous, if he put us in right standing with God. So that's what the blood of Jesus represents to us. That's what this cup represents. So say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for your precious blood shed on my behalf. Thank you for forgiveness of sins. Thank you for new life. Thank you that you've brought me into God's family. Thank you that I have a covenant in which I am an heir of God. And I'm a joint heir with Jesus Christ. I receive this today. Amen. Amen. We're going to just, they'll pass the buckets down, just drop those in. Thank you for that. As I said, welcome to those that are watching. If you're watching on Facebook Live, let us know where you're watching from. Comment on the service. We appreciate online church. Amen. But I wouldn't substitute it for the real thing. Amen. And so I just want to remind you of the form. I want to welcome anyone who's visiting for the first time. If you are here, you've never been to a service at our church, we're very glad to have you here. We invited some people this week. How many invited some people this week? Good, good, good. Well, if you are here for the first time, we want to welcome you. Would you mind just waving your hand where you are if you're here for the first time? Anyone here? God bless you. Welcome. Let's make it sound like we mean it. We're glad you're here. We're glad you're here. Thank you, Shanta. We're going to give you a little white bag that is a welcome bag, and we thank you for being here. Just fill out your name on the guest card and get that right back to us. We appreciate it. Remind you of the four main purposes of our church. First of all, that you would know God. Today you're going to learn a little more about the God of faith, right? And second of all, that you would find freedom. Thirdly, that you would discover your purpose. And lastly, that you would make a difference with your life. Amen. How many are ready for the word this morning? Amen. Thank you, Pastor.
Praise the Lord. Good morning, everybody. Tell your neighbor, I'm glad to see you here this morning. Glad to be in church, right? Praise God. Are you ready for God's word this morning? Well, let's just pray one more time before we get into today's message. Father, we thank you today. We thank you for your goodness to us, Lord. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for Jesus, that you loved us so much, Lord. You sent your only Son to come to this earth to redeem us. We thank you, Father, for your Holy Spirit, whom you have sent to be our helper. And Holy Spirit, thank you that you are here in our midst today. And we just ask you, Holy Spirit, to touch every life today. We thank you for speaking to our hearts by your word today. Thank you for anointing your word as it is spoken today, Lord. And I thank you that your word changes us. Your word renews our mind. And we give you all praise for everything that is said and done this morning. In Jesus' name, and everybody said amen. Amen. Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to all those who are joining us online today, watching us perhaps on Facebook or YouTube or on our mobile app. We're so glad that you did. If you don't have our mobile app yet, I would really encourage you to download it. Download it in the app store. It's a free app that you can get. Ascend Church. And I was just talking to someone at prayer on Thursday night, and he didn't know about the app, and I told him, because all of the sermons, all of the videos that we've done in the past, you can go and watch them on the app as well. Like if you missed last week, you could go back and watch it on the app. So if you haven't downloaded the app, I would encourage you to do so. I think we've had more than 1,000 people that have downloaded the app. So praise God for that. Amen. Today we're carrying on with a series that we started last week called The Power of Faith. And we're going to start out with the same verse. This is kind of our foundation verse, and it's Jesus' words in Mark chapter 9, verse 23. Jesus said, anything is possible for someone who has faith. Tell your neighbor, anything is possible. Anything is possible for someone who has faith. Amen. The Amplified Bible says, all things are possible for the one who believes and trusts in me. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about faith. We're not talking about having faith in ourselves. We're talking about trusting and believing in Jesus and in the Word of God. Amen. And last week we saw how powerful faith is. Anything is possible for someone who has faith. We read the great faith chapter in Hebrews chapter 11. It's just an amazing chapter. If you missed last week's message, I would encourage you to go and watch. Thank you. 1, 2. I would encourage you to go back and watch last week's sermon because I can't go over everything that we went through, and we looked at Hebrews chapter 11, like we read the whole thing, went through it verse by verse, and it's just amazing the things. It talks about the exploits of faith that these heroes of faith did, the things they did by the power of their faith. It talks about them conquering kingdoms and the walls of Jericho falling and the Red Sea parting and the dead being raised. And, you know, there's no doubt that it is the men and women of faith who changed the world. And let me tell you, you are to be one of this uncommon breed of people of faith who transform this world. Last week we saw that faith is what brings our hopes into reality. Faith is what pulls God's promises into reality. God created the entire world by the power of His faith. And that we saw where it says, the Bible says, it's impossible to please God without faith. It is impossible to please God without faith. So it must be important for us to understand what faith is and how it works, because we can't please God without it. The Bible says that we are to live by faith. We are to walk by faith.
then they can't believe. And if they can't believe, then they can't be saved. Then they're going to hell. So we got to preach the gospel. Preach the word. Then faith will come. People will be saved. Amen. That's how faith came to you when you heard God's word. Are you with me so far? The day you heard the word of God and accepted Jesus, God dropped the measure of faith in your heart. You say, I have. Everybody say, I have the God kind of faith on the inside of me. You must, because otherwise you couldn't be a child of God. You couldn't be saved. So it's not that you need more faith. Lord, I'm praying that God will give me more faith. It's not that you need more faith. It's that you need to know how to grow and how to develop the faith you already got. Are you with me? See, if I go to the gym, and you can tell that I go to the gym a lot. If I go to the gym and I see a big muscle, you know, muscle guy like a Mr. Universe or something, and I look at him and say, man, I wish God would give me muscles. No, I actually have muscles. I just haven't developed them like he has. And can I tell you, you have the God kind of faith on the inside of you. But you got to develop it. You got to grow it. Some people have had faith for years. You know what's amazing to me? Is people, when if you are saved, raise your hand if you believe that Jesus died from, Jesus rose from the dead, and you've made him Lord. Wave your hand at me. Okay, so that means you have faith. And do you know that you already received the greatest miracle you can ever receive in your life? When you received Jesus and you believed on him, you were born again, you were made new, you were made righteous, all your sins were washed away. It's the greatest miracle you can ever receive. And what's amazing to me is that so many people, they have faith for God to save them. They believe in Jesus. And how many of you know, anyone here ever seen heaven? Anyone here ever seen Jesus in person? I haven't. And yet we believe in something we can't see. But yet, why is it that so many Christians, they believe for salvation, they believe in Jesus, and that's where they stop? They never believe God for anything else in their life that they can't see. Some people have had faith for years, Christians, but they've been sitting doing nothing with it, primarily because they haven't been taught correctly. And so a lot of people are going through life struggling, a lot of Christians trying to struggle to make it on their own, instead of using their faith to receive from God things that you can't do on your own. Instead of allowing God to help them, you see, faith is what releases God's power in your life. God can do so much for you when you walk by faith. When you begin to exercise faith and trust God, God is able to do miracles in your life. Amen. How many of you now know that you have faith? How many of you know you've got faith? Wave your hand at me. This is not a trick question. How many of you think that I've got more faith than you? Ah, you're getting smart, aren't you? No, I don't. No one has any more faith than you. We all have been dealt the same measure of faith. No one has an advantage or a disadvantage. Doesn't matter what your education is. Doesn't matter what nationality you are. Your Heavenly Father has given each of us the same measure of faith when we heard the Word of God and we chose to respond and believe it. God dealt that measure of faith into our heart. You have what it takes to be a faith champion and to live victoriously. But it's up to you to find out how faith works, and develop, and grow your faith. I found out, let me tell you, most Christians do not know what it means to live and walk by faith. They may think they do, but they don't. Well, I believe. Well, even the Bible says even the demons believe. That's what James. The demons believe and tremble, but they ain't walking by faith. See, it's more than just believing. And that's what we're gonna learn in this series, what it really means to live and walk by faith. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3, the Bible says, we are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is fitting, because your faith grows exceedingly. Say, my faith is growing exceedingly. Notice that your faith is growing. Your faith can grow exceedingly. Your faith can be developed. You can develop your faith just like you develop your physical body, your muscles. Do you know how you develop? Do you know how you get a good physical physique? By eating the right food and exercise. It's not rocket science. Eat the right food and exercise, and you can develop your physical body. Do you know it's the same thing? Your faith grows stronger by feeding on God's word, because faith comes by hearing God's word and using your faith every day, exercising your faith every day. The more you use your faith, the more you hear God's word, the more your faith will grow. I encourage you to make a decision that you are going to live by faith, that you are going to walk by faith, because that's the only way that you'll please God in your life. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. So what does it mean to live by faith and walk by faith? It means that you are going to live your life trusting in God and trusting in His word. You're going to live your life trusting in God and trusting in His word. If He said it, that's it, man. If God said it, He'll do it. The dictionary defines faith. This is how the dictionary defines faith. It is a complete trust or confidence in someone or something. It is a strong belief in God or in the doctrines of religion based on spiritual apprehension rather than proof. That's what faith is. Faith means you believe and you trust what God says in His word, above and in spite of what everything else says. Doesn't matter how it looks. If God said it in His word, then that's what I'm going to believe, no matter how things look. God said that my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I'm going to believe that, doesn't matter how things look. Well, the economy's not looking good. I'm not subject to the economy. I believe God's word, and it enables me to live above the economy. That's what walking by faith is. Now, let's look at Hebrews 11 verse 1, because this is the Bible definition of what faith is. It says in Hebrews 11, 1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things not seen. Now there's three things I want you to see in this verse. And I'm going to preach on this verse for this week and next week, because there's so much in it. Three things I want you to see. Number one, faith is now. Now faith is. Number two, faith gives substance to your hopes. The things you hope for, faith is what gives substance to them. And number three, faith is the evidence of things that are not seen. So faith has always got to do with what you can't see. If you can see it, you don't need faith. Are you with me? But first of all, let's talk about this faith is now. And if you can get this down in your heart, it'll be worth coming to church today. Just for this. Faith is now. Now faith is. Now is faith. Faith is now. There's a time when faith is faith and when it isn't. And you've got to know the difference. Because otherwise I may think that I'm acting in faith, but actually I'm not. You see, when the Bible says now faith is now, what tense is that? Is that past tense, present tense, or future tense? How many of you know faith is present tense? Faith is always present tense. If it's not now, it's not faith. Because often people say, I believe God is going to do this. And they think that's faith. It's not faith. I believe one day the Lord's going to do this. That's not faith. I believe I'm going to be healed. It's not faith, because it's all future. Faith is all now. You see, faith says, I believe God's healing me now. I believe God's providing for me now. I believe God's healing me now. You see, if you say, I believe God's going to do it, that's not faith. It's hope. Hope is always future tense. Hope always points to the future. But faith is always in the now. I've got to get it in the present tense. Faith is always present tense. That's one of the most important things you can understand about faith. If it's not now, it's not faith. And it's not going to work for you. Amen? Anything that points to the future is hope. And it isn't faith. Faith doesn't say, I believe God's going to do this one day. Faith says, I believe I have it now. I believe God's doing it now. I believe it's mine now. I receive it by faith now. Hope says, I'll get it tomorrow. I'll get it sometime. Many people are simply hoping God hears them and that they receive. But as long as you hope, it's never going to materialize, because faith is what gives substance to hope. When you exercise faith, faith gives substance to your hope. It brings them into reality. Amen. In Hebrews 11, let's go back verse 1. I want to read it from the Passion Bible. It says, now faith brings our hopes into reality. Faith becomes the foundation needed to acquire the things that we long for. You see, faith brings your hopes into reality. You know, Jill and I, we went to Rhema Bible College back in 1982. We were 18. And if you don't know that, we went to Rhema Bible College in South Africa, Johannesburg, but it was affiliated with Rhema Bible College in Tulsa, in Oklahoma, that was founded by Kenneth Hagin. And I learned so much about faith from Kenneth Hagin, even though I never met the man. I watched him on video, and I read his books, and I studied. I learned so much about faith from Kenneth Hagin. Now, he's got an amazing testimony. How many of you ever heard the testimony of Kenneth Hagin? Such a powerful testimony about the power of faith, because he was born premature. And when he was born, he had a deformed heart. And not only that, he had an incurable blood disease and paralysis. And so his whole childhood, he was sick. His whole childhood. He never ran and played like other kids. In fact, five doctors said that he will never live past the age of 16 because of these illnesses that he had. And by the time he was 16, he became bedfast. He was paralyzed from his waist down, and he weighed 99 pounds or something like 90 or 99 pounds, and he's like my height. He was skin and bone. In that day, he didn't have access to the kind of teaching materials that we have today. I mean, today, you can go on YouTube and you can watch anyone you want. You can watch teaching of the Word of God, preaching of the Word of God. But back in that day, you couldn't. All he had was his grandmother's Bible. And he would pray, lying in bed, paralyzed from the waist down. He'd pray, Lord, please heal me. Please heal me. He would beg God to heal him. Sometimes he would pray all night long. And he'd feel sure that God had healed him. But he'd check his heart. And he'd find it still wasn't beating right. His heart didn't have a normal heartbeat. And he'd look at his legs, and they're still paralyzed. And he still couldn't feel his legs. And he would cry, Lord, I thought you were going to heal me. I feel like you did, but you didn't. And he would be so discouraged. He wouldn't look at his Bible for a whole month. He decided he might as well give up. And he would go right down to death's door. But he wanted to live so badly that he would hold on to the headboard. And he said you could see where he held on when he was fighting death, because the varnish had worn off of the headboard as he held on fighting to live. And then he would come back to the Word of God, his grandma's Bible. And he start reading again in his grandma's Bible. And finally, after being bedfast for 16 months, he read this scripture. Jesus said this in Mark 11, verse 24. So powerful. Jesus said, and I'm going to read from the King James Version, because that's the version that Kenneth Hagin read. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, or we would say whatever things you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. And he prayed, Lord Jesus, when you were on the earth, you said that whatever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. And he said, Lord, you said believe. Dear Lord Jesus, if you stood here right by my bedside and I could see you with my physical eyes, just like I can see my mother, and I could reach out my physical hand and lay my hand on your hand, and you said to me, son, the trouble with you is you not believing, I would have to say to you, dear Lord Jesus, you're lying about it, because I do believe. And on the inside of him, see, that's where God talks to you. Down in your spirit, in your heart, he heard these words. He heard these words. Yes, you believe all right as far as you know. But that last clause goes with that verse. It says, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Notice that. Let's read it again. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, whatever things you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them. So when must I believe I receive them? At the time that I pray, I believe that I receive them, and then I shall have them. But if I want to shall have them, I got to first be willing to believe that I receive when I pray. I can't see it, I can't feel it, but I believe it, because Jesus said that if I believe that I receive what I ask for when I pray, that I shall have it. And suddenly, he saw it, man. It was like someone turned on a light on the inside of him. He had a revelation. Have you ever had a revelation? Have you ever been reading the Bible and suddenly it's like it jumped up from the page and suddenly you saw something you never saw before? That's a revelation. Now, you'll never have a revelation if you never read the Bible. But the more you read the Bible, the more you'll have revelation. God, the Holy Spirit will give you understanding. And so he's Kenneth Hagin lying in the bed. He said, Lord Jesus, I see it. I have to believe that I receive my healing while my heart is still not beating right. I have to believe that I receive healing for my paralysis, even though from the natural standpoint, I'm still paralyzed. I have to believe that I receive it now, and then I will have it. Are you with me so far? See, faith is now. I believe I receive it now. When we pray, present tense, right now, I believe I receive it now. Not, I'll believe that I have received it when I have it, when I can see it. You see, Kenneth Hagin, he'd never done that. He'd prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed for months that God would heal him, like a lot of us. We pray and pray and pray and ask God, ask God, ask God, ask God, ask God, ask God. But we never believe we receive anything. He wanted to first get his healing, then he would believe it. But you see, you don't have to believe it then, because you know it. Faith has got to do with what you can't see. And so instantly, he saw what he'd been doing. He had been hoping all these months to receive his healing, and it didn't work. See, faith believes what it can't see. And without anybody telling him to, while he lay on his bed, flat on his back, with his lower body paralyzed, he lifted his hands to heaven, and he said, thank you, Lord Jesus, for my healing. I believe that I am healed. I believe I have received my healing. I believe my heart is well. I believe my paralysis is healed. I thank you, Lord. I believe I receive my healing. Now he's got it in the right tense. Now faith is present tense. If it's not now, it's not faith. If it's not present tense, it's not faith. If you say, I believe, Pastor Steve, I believe God's going to do great things, it's not faith. Faith is, I believe God is doing great things. I believe I'm going to get my healing one day. Not faith. Faith believes I have received my healing. So Kenneth Hagin lay in bed. He started praising God for about 10 minutes, just thanking God, praising God. And almost immediately, the devil challenged him. You see, there's a fight to faith. How did the devil challenge him? He brought a thought to his mind. That's how the enemy tries to undermine your faith. He brings these thoughts of doubt to your mind. And he had this thought come to his mind. He heard this in his mind. Now you're a pretty looking thing. You claim you're a Christian, and now you're lying. Don't you know the Bible says all liars will have their part in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone? If you didn't know it, the devil knows enough about the Bible to condemn you. Because any other time, the devil would have denied there is a hell. I mean, how many Christians today don't believe there is a hell? Do you know how few churches preach that there's a hell? But I'm telling you that hell is real. Jesus spoke a lot about it. And so Kenneth Hagin realized, thank God, he realized that's the enemy. Because anything that brings doubt to you is the enemy. Any thought that brings discouragement, you know you can recognize the enemy? God will never discourage you. God will never bring doubt to you. If you have a thought that makes you doubt, that's the enemy. If you have a thought that makes you condemn, that's the enemy. So Kenneth Hagin replied right out loud. Yeah, I know that devil, but I didn't lie. The devil said in his mind, yes, you did. You said that you were healed, and you're not healed. Why don't you check your heart, feel your heart? And he was in such a habit of feeling his heart that unconsciously he reached to feel it. But when he did, he slapped his own hand, and he said, don't you do it. He stopped himself. Why? Because faith is not moved by what it sees. Because the Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight. Faith believes what God says. This is where a lot of us miss it. Because we say we believe God's word, but the moment, then we look to how things look. Oh, God said he'd meet my needs, but have you seen my bank account lately? When you're walking by faith, it doesn't matter how your bank account looks. You believe my God meets my needs, no matter how what it looks like, no matter what you feel like. Are you with me so far? And so Kenneth Hagin replied back to the devil. He said, devil, I didn't say anything about how I feel. I didn't say anything about how I look. I said, I believe that I am healed. I believe that I receive the answer to my prayer. He said, when Jesus was on the earth, he said, whatever things that you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Now, Jesus is the one who said it. And what he said is true, and I believe it. And if I believe it, then I'll have it. And if you want to argue about it, devil, why don't you go argue with Jesus? Because I never said it. He's the one who said it anyway. I believe what he said. That put a stop to the devil. He went back to praising God, thanking God. After about 10 minutes of just thanking God and praising God, he heard this down in his spirit, down here. He heard the Lord. He heard the Holy Spirit say, now, you believe you healed, but heal people don't have any business lying in bed in the middle of the day. They need to be up. And so Kenneth Hagin said, Lord, that's right. I'm going to get up. But you see, faith requires action. Faith is acting on what you believe. James 2, verse 17, faith by itself, if it's not accompanied by action, is dead. The Amplified Bible says it's destitute of power. It's ineffective. Your faith becomes powerful when you act in accordance to your faith, when you put actions to it. So Kenneth Hagin, lying there in the bed, he didn't look any different. He didn't feel any better. He had no feeling from his waist down, still paralyzed. He pushed himself up into a seated position in bed. And then he took his legs in his hands and he pushed his legs off the bed. His feet fell onto the floor like a couple of chunks of wood. He could see his feet, but he couldn't feel them. And the devil fought him every inch. He had these thoughts to his mind. Now you know you can't walk. You know you can't walk. You're not healed, and you know you're not healed. You're lying about it. And you're going to fall on the floor, and you're going to have to lie on that floor. Don't you remember? It was less than a month ago you fell out of bed, and you had to lay on the floor for 45 minutes until your older brother came home and put you back in the bed. And your older brother's not here. He's in Oklahoma. And your grandmother's old, and your mother is sickly, and they can't help you. You're going to lie on that floor until 5 p.m. when your grandpa comes home. You're going to lie on the floor. You got to learn how to ignore the devil. You got to learn how to ignore him. If you're going to operate in this kind of faith, let me tell you, you got to learn how to ignore the thoughts of doubt that he'll bring to your mind. So Kenneth Hagin, he took hold of the bedpost and he tried to stand up and he sagged at the knees, holding on to the bedpost. He lifted up one hand as best as he could. And he said, Lord, thank God I am healed. I want to declare it in the presence of God and in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, all the angels of heaven, in the presence of the devil and demons. I want to declare the word of God is true. I believe I am healed. Holding on to that bedpost with his knees sagging because he's got no feeling in his legs. He's holding, I believe, I want to declare, I believe I'm healed. And the room started spinning around. He just shut his eyes. He held on to that bedpost. And when he opened his eyes, everything had stopped spinning. And again, he said, thank God. According to the word of God, I am healed and I believe it. I believe I received my healing. And suddenly, he felt something. Feeling came over his body. It seemed to start at the top of his head, and it went all through his body. It felt like oil was being poured over him. You know, I've prayed for people, and they've told me, Pastor Steve, it felt like a heat, like a hot oil flowing over me. That's the anointing. That's the power of the Holy Spirit. He felt this like a hot oil, and it went through his body, down his legs, out his feet, out through his toes. It felt like 2 million pins and needles were sticking into his legs. He had all this sensation suddenly coming back into his legs and into his feet. And suddenly he just felt normal. His paralysis was suddenly just gone. And he said, I'm going to walk now. And he began to walk and he got dressed and he went downstairs. And they all said, has the dead been raised? And he said, the Lord has healed me. He learned the secret to faith. Faith, I believe, I receive it now. And the Lord told Kenneth Hagin, I want you to go teach my people faith. And he lived to be 86 years old. He preached the gospel for 64 years. He wasn't supposed to live past the age of 16. And he preached the gospel for 64 years. Literally, hundreds of thousands of people received healing under his ministry, changed hundreds of thousands of lives. Let me tell you, there is power in faith. Tell your neighbor, there is power in faith. Now, I thank God I've been healthy my whole life. I'm very thankful that I've been healthy. But when I was a teenager, I started to get warts on my hands and on my feet. And I was listening to Pastor Fred Price. He's gone to be with the Lord now, but he founded Crenshaw Christian Center in Los Angeles, in Crenshaw, right down there by the, tough part of town. We went to his church one time. We took a taxi. And the taxi driver said, are you sure you want to go there? He said, yeah, we want to go there. He said, I don't know if you should go there. We went there anyway, 10,000-seat building down the middle of Crenshaw. So I heard Pastor Fred Price tell the story how that one day he was in the shower and he was washing and he felt a growth in his chest. It was like a little tiny, tiny growth. And it started growing, though. It kept getting bigger, too. It was like the size. When he first felt it, it was a pea. But then it got to as big as a silver dollar. And he was declaring, I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. The Word of God says that by His stripes I was healed. I believe that I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. And he started declaring that over his body. This thing just kept growing. He continued to confess the Word of God over his body for 365 days in a row, 1 year, every day. This thing's getting bigger. And he's saying, by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. He himself took my infirmities, he bore my sicknesses. And one day, he was in the shower, and he felt, and that growth had completely disappeared. So when I heard that, I started to confess over my warts on my hands. I had them on all the fingers, and my I cursed them like Jesus cursed the fig tree. I cursed these warts, I command them to go. And then every day, I would say, Lord, I want to just thank you that by the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed. Thank you for healing me from warts. Thank you, Jesus, you took my sicknesses, you bore my infirmities. And I just declared that for months, months. And one day I woke up and they were all gone. I mean, they didn't like shrink. They just totally disappeared like new skin all at one time, overnight, as I just kept on confessing the Word of God. Another time I had tremendous pain in my stomach and I was confessing the Word of God. I do that all the time. Thank you, Lord, by your stripes I'm healed. If sickness tries to come at me, I don't say, oh, well, y'all pray for me. I'm sick again. I say, no, I refuse to accept sickness. Jesus took my sickness on that cross. I believe that I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus, and I speak God's word. So I had this pain in my stomach, but it was got so bad, eventually I had to go to the hospital. And they examined me. They said my appendix was inflamed, and they were concerned it was going to burst. So they booked me into the hospital for observation overnight. And that night, I took with me my Walkman. You know what a Walkman is? Little old, remember the little tape cassette? I used to listen to teaching on that all the time. I'd go to the gym with my Walkman. I'd be listening to Kenneth Copeland preaching God's word, or Kenneth Hagin, or Fred Price, or Pastor Theo, or Jerry Savelle, or someone. I'd be listening to it all the time. So I took my Walkman with me. And all night, I listened to the healing scriptures. I had a tape of just healing scriptures. And I listened to it all night long and kept on speaking God's word, kept on declaring, by the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed. Well, the next morning when I woke up, the pain had all gone, and they discharged me. I still got my appendix. It never, ever burst. That's the only two stories I can tell you how I believe God for healing, because other than that, I've been healthy my whole life. But I'm sorry, I don't have a story of being healed of cancer or something like that. But we got people in this church that do. We got people in this church being healed of cancer. We got Bruce sitting over there. His neck, he had how many surgeries on your neck, Bruce? You were taking painkillers for years. You had such bad pain in your neck. They wanted to do surgery on your neck. And we prayed for you, and the pain all went away and never came back. There's Dolores behind you, had a brain aneurysm, totally healed. I mean, there are people sitting here. How many of you experienced a miracle in your physical body? Wave your hand at me. God's healed you in one way. There's Dorsey over there, man. He was in hospital. His face was all swollen up. I prayed for him over the phone. The next day, he was released. It completely went down. Amen. Say this. Say, I have a measure of the mountain-moving faith, the God kind of faith on the inside of me. Say, I'm going to walk by faith. I'm not going to walk by sight. I'm going to live by faith. I'm going to fight the good fight of faith. I'm going to grow my faith by hearing God's word and by using my faith. I'm going to please God with my faith. In the name of Jesus, say, my faith is bringing me victories. I'm going to use my faith to trust God for the impossible. Faith is now. If it's not now, it's not faith. I believe I have it now. Say, I believe
I have it now. I believe God's working in my life right now. I believe God's meeting my needs right now. I believe God's healing power is restoring my health right now. I believe God's restoring my family. I believe He's doing it right now. I don't believe one day He's going to do it. I believe God's working now. Faith is now. I receive it now in the name of Jesus. Did you get something out of that today? Well, we're going to carry on next week, part number three. And every week we're just going to, you know, when you teach a series like this, it just builds and builds and builds. And really, when you've got to, you can't explain how to live by faith in one sermon. I've been studying this for 40 years, 42 years. And you know what? I'm learning all the time. Just because you had strong faith one time, it doesn't mean that your faith's going to stay strong. You've got to keep on hearing God's word all the time. Just like, you know, when I was 15, 16. No, I started working out when I was about 14. And just because I worked out hard when I was 14 and ate right, that's not going to help me now at 58. I've got to keep on exercising. Just because you went to church regularly and heard God's word and studied faith 20 years ago, you've got to keep your faith strong by keep building it and growing it and using it and hearing God's word all the time. That's how you keep your faith strong. Amen. Bow your head. Let me pray for you for a moment. Father, I thank you today that you're a faith God. You created this entire world with the power of your faith. You spoke it into existence. And Lord, thank you that you've put that faith, a measure of that faith in our heart. And I thank you, Father, that our faith is growing. I thank you, Father, that our faith is growing. We're going to live by faith. We're going to walk by faith. We want to please you. We want to become everything you've destined, Lord. We want to receive everything you've promised us. And we know that faith is what pulls your promises and makes them a reality. I thank you, Lord, today. I thank you that you're working in each and every person's life, Father. I thank you for what you're doing in their life. I thank you, your word that went forth today, that, Lord, we will not just be hearers of your word, but we will be doers. We will put into practice what we have learned today. We will trust you, Lord. Doesn't matter how things look. We believe your word is true. Let God be true. And every man be a liar. Lord, if you said it, surely you will do it. If you spoke it, we know you'll bring it to pass. While you have your head bowed, while you have your eyes closed, I also want to pray. If there's anyone here today, if you're not sure where you stand with the Lord today, if you're not sure if all is right, all is well between you and God, if you were to die today, can you say that you know for sure that you would go to heaven? But let me tell you the good news is you can know that for sure. You can walk out of here this morning knowing that all is right between you and God, knowing that every mistake, every sin you ever committed, it's forgiven, it's washed away. And you can walk out of here this morning knowing that when you die, heaven is where you are going to spend all of eternity. Let me tell you, there is a heaven that awaits us. There is a heaven to gain. There is a hell to shun. I want to pray for you. I'm not going to embarrass you. I'm not going to ask you to stand. But right where you're sitting, if you say, Pastor Steve, pray for me. I want to make sure that all is right between me and God. Pray for me. I want to make sure when I die, I want to go to heaven. I don't want to go to hell. Pray for me. If that's you, if you want to be included in this prayer, won't you quickly just lift your hand up high. Just raise your hand up. If your hand is raised, then you're included in this prayer this morning. I'm looking for hands. Just hold it up high. Include me, Pastor Steve. Pray for me. Thank you, Wolf. All right. Look up at me for a moment. Praise the Lord. We now are going to have an opportunity. I heard Kenneth Copeland say this, and I liked it. We're going to have an opportunity to raise our income right now. Your income. Do you know that offering time is an opportunity to unleash blessing in your life? Because when you give, Jesus said it will be given back to you. When you tithe, he said he will open up the windows of heaven.
Man, I love the subject of faith. You know that you talk about the fact of, you know, Pastor Steve talks about the fact of not having to use his faith concerning healing, thank God, but we've exercised our faith in all kinds of areas, and finances being a primary one through the years, you know, and family and what have you. But even just in the last few weeks, the Lord's just been reminding me that faith is the key. That's what receives from God. And so we can say anything else we like, but I want to read one scripture as we prepare to give, just to build your faith and to give your faith something to hold on to. There's various ways you can give. There's an envelope right in the seat in front of you. You can give on any of these in any of these platforms. Those that are watching online, go ahead and give. We appreciate. We thank every faithful tither and giver, generous givers. We really appreciate you. And I'm going to read from Proverbs chapter 11, two verses. It says, "There is one who generously scatters abroad." That gives, and yet increases all the more. And there is the one who withholds what is justly due, but it results only in want and poverty. It says this, "The generous man is a source of blessing, and he shall be prosperous and enriched. And he who waters will himself be watered, reaping the generosity that he has sown." So that's something that you can grasp your faith on. You can say, "Father, I thank you that as I generously give, as I faithfully tithe, your word says that I will reap blessing, that I will increase, right? That I will be prosperous, that I will be blessed." You're not asking God for anything he hasn't promised. You're just attaching your faith to the promise that he's already made. Amen. And so we do that today. Father, I thank you for each family represented, every man, woman, child, under the sound of my voice. I thank you, Father, that as we give into the kingdom of God, we are ourselves a source of blessing. And we thank you, Father, for your prosperity and your blessing and your favor that rests upon us as we give. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You can go ahead, ushers, and pass those buckets along. Thank you to the visitors. Just drop your card in there. And two announcements. The first one is the youth have a parent meeting, a parent night on October the 2nd. So if your kids are in youth or you want to be involved in youth in any way, they're going to be having a meeting at 7 p.m. on the 2nd of October. Make a note of that. And then also the youth are going to be having an outreach, a bowling night on October the 16th at 5 p.m. So see Michelle. Abel's not here today. They're at a wedding, but see Michelle afterwards. And then also as part of our mission for this month, we make it a point of reaching out into our community. After service today, we're going to be making sandwiches. It's going to be quick. Should be a quick process with numerous people helping. But we're going to be making sandwiches for St. George's Center in Riviera Beach. We've gone there before and cooked for them, but they also give out sandwiches every day. So we are doing that directly after the service. If you want to stay behind for a little while and help us, we appreciate that. And that's it.
We want to say thank you to all of our servant leaders who served today in God's house. We thank you. We appreciate you. Give them a big round of applause. We appreciate them so much. Our usher team and our media team and our children's church workers and our worship team and everybody who served. We thank you so much. Thank you for reminding me. I appreciate that. I almost forgot. How many of you have been through our Christian Growth Seminar? You've attended the Christian Growth Seminar. It's a four-night Bible study course. Wave your hand at me if you've been through that class. You've done it twice? Well, if you haven't yet been through the Christian Growth Seminar, I want to encourage you to sign up for our next class. It's starting on Tuesday, November the 1st. It'll be our last class for this year. It's four Tuesday nights. It really is a life-changing class. I'm going to teach the class. We've had so many amazing testimonies of people who've gone through the Christian Growth Seminar. You grow so much in your relationship with the Lord and your faith. And so if you want to register, this is a free class. If you want to register, then I'm going to ask you in the seat back, is there a green card that says grow? Is there a green card in the back of the seat? That one. Thank you. Hold that up for me. That green card, if you would fill out that card and you can leave it on the counter in the lobby, or you can give it to one of the ushers when you leave. You can bring it to me if you want to. But if you fill out that card, I want to encourage you, if you haven't done this class, really, really, you need to do it. It'll really be a help in your life. So that starts on November 1st. So everybody, God bless you. Thank you for joining us online today, and thank you for being here. Let's stand up together as we get ready to go home today. Lord, we just thank you today. We thank you, Father. We are so grateful that we can trust you, Lord, that we can look to you. We're so grateful, Father, that we are not subject to what's going on in the world around us. We thank you, Lord, that we can live above. We can live in victory. We can live a life of victory and abundance, Father, as we live by faith, as we trust you, as we believe you, that all things become possible. What's impossible for men is not impossible for you, Lord. There's nothing too hard for you. And I want to just thank you, Lord, that as people step up and start believing you for impossible things, that we're going to hear amazing testimonies come in of people say, oh, Pastor Steve, I was trusting God, and I was believing God for this, and it seemed impossible. But let me tell you what the Lord has done for me. Lord, I want to thank you in advance for everything that you're going to do in people's lives and in this church. I want to thank you for the miracles and the breakthroughs, Father. I thank you that it is faith. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Lord, thank you for helping us to grow and strengthen our faith. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Tell your neighbor, I'm glad you were here this morning. We'll see you next week. We'll carry on next week. Have a great week, everybody.